Good morning, everyone. It's good to be back in the studio. My name is Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is my first regularly scheduled show of the semester. If you're an avid WMFO listener, like I imagine all of you are, you may recognize me from 9 a.m. on Tuesday last semester, but I've moved one day forward in the week. Everything's different. The vibe has shifted. Not really. I'm just happy to be back in here. And I'm excited to have a morning show again, to be waking up with you all. And yeah, today I've got a pretty extravagant cue. I've got some electronic music, some guitar music, and then some stuff that doesn't fit into either of that. And some stuff that does fit into either of that, but maybe not by everyone's standards. I'm starting off the show today with Fairy Liquor by Yush and Facta. Those of you who have listened to my show or have listened to me in general know that I think that Yush is one of the best artists out there who I think ought to blow up, but I don't think will, because I think there's a small market for her work. But luckily, I am in that market, so it's okay. I don't know. I sort of had this... Yeah, I don't really have too much to talk about. I'll maybe let the music play. But again, this is Fairy Liquor by Yush and Facta. And my next song is one that some of you may know and many of you may not know. Feedbacker Part 1 by Boris. And yeah, so keep it locked for an hour. It's going to be good. Thank you. to hop back on the mic for a little while because I love the sound of my own voice. Anyways, the song that has been playing for a little while now is, again, Feedbacker Part 1 by Boris, which is from the Boris record. Boris is a Japanese metal band who sort of are canonized within a lot of weird music circles. But this is from the record Feedbacker, which is something I was listening to a lot last semester, especially around the end. I was going to play, it's a sort of like 30-40 minute album cut into like 5 songs, so they're all kind of long. I was going to play one of the shorter ones, but I feared it was a little too high energy. It was the third song, for those of you who do know, and might have an opinion on that. But for those of you who don't worry, that's totally fine. So yeah, it's a bit of a, this one's a bit of a slow one, a little ambient kind of, but still very, very powerful, strong guitars, nice distortion, fuzz, whatever. It's good stuff. But I am going to take a minute to talk about my next song, because, it is a find that I'm pretty excited about, and have been for the past couple months, just around the time, right before I left, school for break last semester. I found out about this artist named Betty Hammerschlag, and she has an album called Me and You. It's her only full-length album that I'm aware of. She might have more stuff like hidden on Bandcamp, but I haven't looked that deep. But it's sort of really bizarre, weird, sound collage-y, sort of woven, sampled stuff all together. It's really interesting. And I'll be playing Siebling from that record in just a minute. But I wanted to present it with some kind of commentary because, because it's a little odd on its own. But either way, it's just a record I've been really enjoying lately and something that I think is fascinating and really cool. And then after that, I have even more strange and good music. But yeah, sorry, I'm just getting like the hang of like talking on the mic again because it's been a minute. But such is life. All warm back up, it's no problem. Again, this has been Feedbacker Part 1 by Boris, and after this is Siebling by Betty Hammerschlag, about to begin now.
Oh, And where's your busy? And do you wanna be with me? Under the balcony, you seemingly wanted to swim. Now I'm dry, yeah. Now I'm dry, yeah. Now I'm dry, yeah. Now I'm dry, yeah. It's September now. I'm glad you're busy. Do you wanna be with me? Under the balcony, you seemingly wanted to swim.
Flower ring. Each of touch is the thing flowering.
I'm gonna hop on the mic again, because again, as I've noted multiple times this show, I love the sound of my own voice. That's a lie. It's gonna be a lie, but I'm gonna keep saying it because I think it's fun. This song that you've been hopefully enjoying and loving is September by Stillhouse Plants. Definitely, I was listening to their album Fast Edit a lot over break, like I've said about basically every song I've played so far, except this one's not for the faint of heart. It was released on Bison Records, which I've heard maybe one other album from French rock band Donna Candy on. And yeah, they like their abrasion, they like their weirdness. And just to change course a little bit, after this, we have a little bit of Chinese cloud rap. For those of you who are not deeply online and tapped in, you may not have heard of Jack Zebra, but Jack Zebra is this guy from China who makes, like, beautiful and bizarre rap music, and I'm going to be playing one of his songs. I don't know what it's called because I don't know how to read Mandarin, or I assume it's Mandarin. Apologies if not, please, like, don't kill me. But it's a great song nonetheless. I don't understand what he's saying, once again, but this is Jack Zebra. I'm here again to update all of my loyal listeners. According to the one and only Charles, an alumnus of Tufts University, that song title is Cat Eats Fish. That's correct. And I hope you enjoyed that also, because I was having a great time listening to it. I love, like, the new wave of underground rap that just sounds like kids who got, like, Chief Keef songs in 2012, like, injected into their bloodstream, and this is, like, the only way they know how to vocalize it. Anyways, this next song is Well Bucket by ML Butch. I won't talk over it too much. ML Butch had I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, by the way. She had an album last year called Sun Tub that got a lot of buzz for good reason. So enjoy this. This is Well Bucket. This flash flashback.
head. Not alone at all. The sun, it traced you on the stairs. And I watched you, girl. I saw it all. Did I see you?
I hope you've been enjoying this last little batch of songs, and I hope you're thankful that I haven't interrupted like two whole songs with my talking. So the one a little earlier that was just a bunch of like sounds, that was Tonregi by Oval, from their record Systemisch, I don't know. The thing about Oval is that all of their song titles and album titles are largely made up, but really good stuff, some beautiful textures and some really nice sounds there. And that last track was High Come Down by Junior Boys from the record Last Exit. I absolutely love that album, and that's been one of my go-tos this semester so far. That song particularly occupies like a really beautiful space, like between Genuine and Grimes is how I've been putting it in my head. And listen back to it later and you may understand what I'm talking about. And right now the song that I'm yammering over is 9 by SND from their record Atavism, which is their most recent album from 2009. SND are some of the greatest to ever do it in the field of Microsound, Glitch, Sound Art. I really love their work. I've been listening to that a lot too. But there does come a time in every great radio show where I gotta do a PSA. And this one's about pedestrian safety, so buckle up. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. That's pretty cool. Yeah, but I'm going to talk about basketball now because there aren't that many other songs that I want to talk over for the rest of my show. So I'm going to do that now. So for those of you who are unaware, since this is a new semester, I am a big Orlando Magic fan. That is my basketball team of choice. I have also recently become a bit of a Utah Jazz fan because I think that they're fun. So because of that, last night was both good and bad for me because the Magic lost to the Miami Heat, which was horrible because I hate to see the other Florida team better than my Florida team. But the Magic is still pretty good. Our star player, Paolo Banchero, just got selected for his first ever All-Star team in only his second season in the league, which is absolutely awesome. I'm very happy for him and excited about the future that he's bringing to our team. But still a crushing defeat from Miami, which is pretty horrible. But the Utah Jazz played the Oklahoma City Thunder, one of the leading teams in the Western Conference, and the Jazz won because the Jazz are awesome. I don't know. I really like the what they've got going on. I like their star player, Lauri Markkanen, quite a bit. Yeah, there's something that I sort of noticed. Next time, since all of you guys are going to go and watch a Utah Jazz game after this, next time you're watching a Utah Jazz game, notice how many times the guards on the Jazz love to, like, dribble into traffic and just, like, take the worst shot you've ever seen, and it only goes in, like, 30% of the time. I don't know. It's almost frustrating, but it's, like, still fun because they wear, like, nice purple jerseys. I don't know. But yeah, so it's big news in the league. I think the trade deadline is coming up soon, so we'll see what teams make big moves and what teams don't. But it should be an exciting one. I don't know. I don't have too much to say because I've been so busy with work and everything that I haven't had too many evenings to just chill and watch some hoops. But I'll always be coming correct with the updates. So yeah. I don't know, and this song is about to conclude. Again, this is 9 by SMB from Atavism. A lot of really kind of cool percussive experiments going on here. I don't know, really great record that it's from. And then my next song coming up in just a minute is a classic from the incredible record Repetition. This is Fingernails on a Chalkboard by Unwound.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take this chance to hop on the mic one final time for this show. I hope you've enjoyed it so far. I appreciate you tuning in this morning, and I hope you will tune in for mornings to come, because every Wednesday at 9 a.m. I'll be here. Again, that last song was Fingernails on a Chalkboard by Unwound, the incredible, inimitable, great post-hardcore band. Repetition's worth checking out if you liked that. It's a really just solid, solid guitar music album. And right now I've got Appella by Romeo Poirier playing from his first record, Plage Arrière. I have been really, really into his discography. He's one of the best doing modern glitch ambient stuff nowadays, and I really appreciate that, because a lot of that kind of vein of stuff died out after the 2000s, which is sad. And I have one more song for y'all that I'll introduce in a minute, but I'll just wrap things up a little bit. First of all, once again, thank you for listening. If you are listening, I hope you go on to have a great day. And if you aren't, I also hope you have a great day. I appreciate you all. Apologies for the kind of scattered show today. It's been a lot of different and unique vibes, so to speak. I usually will keep it a little more consistent, but I just wanted to put together something that showed off a lot of the stuff I've been listening to, the weird and the normal. Well, mostly the weird. Next week and for the following few weeks, I think I'm going to try to play some footwork, because it is Footwork February. For those of you who don't know, that is a style of dance music originating in Chicago in the 2000s, and it is awesome and beautiful. We'll see if I can stretch three whole shows of footwork, but it's just about all I've been listening to lately, so I likely will be able to. And don't expect a Valentine's Day special, because you're not getting one from me. Also, I would like to note, keep it locked for another hour after this, because Yip Jump Music with the one and only Georgia, a Tufts alum, a Melisma Music Magazine at Tufts alum, and honestly, just an all-around great person, will be on the decks. So keep it locked for that. Their show's going to be good. And yeah, this is Ben Jack and the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Again, thank you so much. And for my final song from their album Paste, which is one of my favorite albums of the 2020s already, this is Forgetting Is Like Syrup by Moyne.
with a hook, straight line, under curve to the left, Drake, A slash, pencil stick slash down.